Hey guys, it's Billy, what the fuck is up, and welcome back to No Bleeps. Today's episode is going to be filled with a lot of different topics because there's a lot of things that honestly happened last week, over the weekend, that I want to chat with you guys about, and like in some personal news updates. As you guys know, I'm like moving, and that's just going a mess. If you guys have ever moved, you guys know how literally so awful the moving process can be. And yeah, I'm just in a place where I feel like really stressed about moving, but it's fine. I'm honestly more stressed about furnishing the place because my style where I'm living right now is very gray. And I'm trying not to have any gray. Like, I hate gray now. I want everything to be like white and black and woods. And like the thought of having to make that work with some of the pieces that I have while still like getting pieces is just giving me some anxiety. I don't know. I like to have my space like put together. So if it's not put together, then I have anxiety. And then when I'm on my computer, I like procrastinate by looking at furniture, if anybody can relate. And I do like Pinterest, but Pinterest gives me anxiety because I'm like, okay, that's not budget friendly. Like, it just looks too perfect and too good on Pinterest, and I can't replicate that in real life. I don't know. I like really want an interior designer to come and save me, but that's even more expensive than the furniture on Pinterest. Oh my gosh. But anyways, in actual YouTube world news, there's been so much that has been going on. So like in the background of like me editing and like looking for furniture and all that stuff, I'm like also on Twitter, like trying to see what the heck has been going on. And it's been a lot. It's been a lot of stuff. I've got like literally 4 videos recorded just that I did yesterday, just about things that happened over the weekend. And I edited 2 of them yesterday. One of them is going up today. And then the rest of them will be like going up like throughout the week. But that's pretty much what I've got going on. But what we're going to be talking about is this Dirty Dom situation, because I couldn't really go in depth and read his statement on my latest video because obviously the topic is really dark. Then James Charles, there's some Addison Rae stuff, some Jeffree Star stuff. Also, just going back to the whole moving thing, if you guys have moving hacks, please let me know. I'm obsessed with watching videos of people's moving hacks, like things that they did when they were packing to like make their life easier later on. Please let me know. Like, help a girl out, please. But let's just dive into all of this news. So, Dirty Dom, as we know, he is a former member of the Vlog Squad. A big reason as to why the Vlog Squad is in question right now, and David is, you know, having to take this time away from the internet because of this one incident that went down. Well, not just this one incident. Honestly, it was a lot of incidents that led up to people being really upset at David, but this is one of the main ones that put people in a place where they were like, he can't work with us anymore, and we can't, like, support that. So Dom was accused of taking advantage of a girl, and there was a lot of stuff that Insider was putting out, a lot of statements that corroborated with the girl's story, and most of the members of the Vlog Squad had come out and said that they completely stand with the girl that came out against Dom, and Dom stayed completely freaking silent, like, did not say shit during this entire thing. Like, he was the main, you know, person everyone was really, you know, upset at, and he didn't say anything. And he had put out like a video a couple days prior to the Insider article coming out about this particular situation where the girls were coming over to David's house and they were going to, you know, pretend to do this like big like fivesome. And it just, the whole thing, I just can't even believe that vlog existed and even happened, and they thought it was going to be a good idea. But prior to the Insider article coming out, he had made a video on his channel where he was saying, oh, like, you know, I've done some bad things in my past, yada, yada, yada. And people were so quick to be like, oh my gosh, like, this is so genuine, more genuine than David's apology. Like, you're so forgiven, Dom. And I'm just sitting here like, you're gonna regret that. And everyone freaking did. Like, I saw a lot of people delete their comments off of Dom's video once the Insider article came out and they said that he was accused of taking advantage of a girl. And it's just like, did he know that the article was going to be coming out and that's why he made that video to kind of like save face a little bit before the article dropped? Like, I'm really not sure. It kind of seems that way. But he finally made a statement literally like a month and a half later, basically. And the statement was on Instagram. It was just this paragraph that he put on his Instagram story. And it said, "It is time for me to address the recent allegations that have come out against me. I want to sincerely apologize directly to the woman involved in this incident. I definitely empathize with the pain that everyone has suffered in this matter. With that being said, as far as I am concerned, everything that occurred during the night in question was completely consensual. I believe the statements that have come out against me are entirely misleading and have shed incorrect light on my involvement. My character is being unfairly attacked, and the statements that exist in the public eye are unfairly defaming and assaulting my character and reputation. With that being said, if possible, I want to shed a positive light on the events that have transpired and show the world who I truly am. I recently donated my time as well as thousands of dollars to several women's rights groups to show my support for the unjustified and unnecessary struggles that women endure in our society on a daily basis. It is time for all of us to demonstrate more respect for one another in every facet of life." Dom. That makes me so mad. Like, that is really just, that whole thing is so frustrating. It's like, I want to shed light in a positive way on the events that have transpired and donate money to women because they have it hard. And it's like, I wonder why we have it hard. What did you do? Like, what are you being accused of? What are you being accused of? That was so, and it's, how can you be like, I empathize with the pain that everyone has suffered in this matter, and I apologize to the women directly involved in the incident, but my character is in question, my reputation is in question, and like, everything was consensual, and yeah, like, what? How are you like, sorry, but there, that doesn't, sorries don't work that way, apologies don't work that way. I just, that was extremely frustrating. And a lot of people were just really upset because how are you going to say sorry or, you know, give this half little apology? And then you're going to go on TikTok and you're going to make like 10 TikToks acting like your life is totally normal. And one of the TikToks in particular is like, oh, you think you can hurt my feelings? Well, I got kicked out of the vlog squad for dot, dot, dot. Are you joking about the situation right now? Are you really fucking joking about this situation right now? Like, what possessed you to think that you could joke about a situation like this and make TikToks about it? It's ridiculous. This whole Dirty Dom story is frustrating. It's frustrating, it's upsetting, and it's ridiculous. Oh my God.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's just move on. Let's move on to this James Charles situation, because I have an update. In my last video, I said that, you know, James Charles was getting called out by Morphe. Morphe was giving this weird statement. I don't really know. Like, they were calling him out, but they weren't at the same time. They said that they were ending their business relationship with him, but then they said that they were still going to, you know, be winding down the sales of their palette together. And to that, I'm just like, what does it mean when you end a business relationship, but you're winding down the sale of your combined product? Like, those two things don't align. Either you're ending your business relationship, end of story, period, or you're winding down the sales. Like, it's not both. Like, unless he has ties with the company, or unless they had plans for the future and they were ending that, but they were still going to continue, you know, working with him on this palette and selling his palette in that sense. This whole thing is so weird. Like, I really don't know. But YouTube has come out and said that they were going to demonetize James Charles temporarily from the YouTube partnership program. And in a statement to Insider, YouTube said it applied its creator responsibility policy to James's channel, which has more than 25.5 million subscribers. The platform did not say how long his channel would be demonetized for, but the exact reasoning in the creator responsibility policy is, if we see that a creator's on and or off platform behavior harms our users, community, employees, or ecosystem, we may take action to protect the community. And in this, people were just like, it took you guys long enough, because people have been saying this for weeks now, that they didn't understand why James was, you know, still having ads run on his videos. And a lot of people that watch his content are young kids, and they just felt like it just was wrong. It was wrong. And they shouldn't be like promoting someone that is allegedly talking to kids. So that's what people were frustrated about. But I honestly think that it's a money thing. Like, James obviously brings in a lot of money. He does have that family friendly kid content, which brings in a lot of ads. And definitely, you know, it was an easy decision for them to come out and demonetize David Dobrik and Shane Dawson, because their channels aren't really monetized. Like, David says that he really doesn't make any money from his YouTube channel because those videos are copyrighted, because he uses copyrighted music. So they're already making not that much money off of David and Shane. His content was, it was like hit or miss with monetization. He's always said that, because his content and the jokes that he is making were not like super kid friendly or ad friendly, so they wouldn't put ads on his videos. So obviously they would be quicker to take that down because they weren't losing any money. But if they're going to take ads off of James's videos, they're going to be losing money as well. So it's probably why it took them a longer time to decide to take those ads off. But I mean, I think his main source of money is really going to be coming from whatever is left of him working with Morphe and Sisters Apparel, because other than that, he doesn't do brand deals. Like, he really just doesn't do Instagram brand deals, like sponsored YouTube videos. He doesn't do much of that. So most of it is just coming from, like, within like businesses that he personally owns, and like those can't get shut down because he owns them. But aside from these two topics that, you know, are very, very heavy, there is another story that has come out this week that is honestly scary. And this is about Jeffree Star. If you guys have heard, Jeffree Star was in an accident over the weekend, I believe, or maybe it was on Friday. It was like right before the weekend. He got into a car accident in Wyoming. It's obviously, it's still winter there, very cold, it's snowing, and there was black ice apparently on the ground. He was driving and he hit the black ice. The car like flipped over and he ended up in the hospital with his friend Daniel. And there was a lot of controversy surrounding this because Jeffree had posted a photo of himself in a neck brace in the hospital bed, and his friend was sitting in a wheelchair by his bedside. People were like, there's not a scratch, there's not a bruise, nothing on them. But I feel like if you've never been in a car accident before, then you probably don't know. But whenever you get into a car accident and 911 is called, they automatically bring the ambulance. And more than likely, they're going to make you get into the car in the ambulance. Like, they're going to want you to get checked out, and they're going to advise you to get checked out. Because even if you don't physically look like you've been hurt, or even if you feel fine, like totally 100% fine, you'll have internal injuries. Because I had a friend one time that got into an accident, and they were literally walking like out of the vehicle, walking like totally fine, talking to the cops, talking to the ambulance, being like, nah, I don't need to go to the hospital. And they literally had internal bleeding, and they ended up like feeling like not okay later on that day, and went and then was in the hospital for so long because they waited to go. And so I think that, you know, it is obviously possible that there's some real horrible things that are going on internally that you can't physically see. This is like a judge a book by its cover type of situation. Don't do that. That's what I'll say about that. A lot of people were, you know, claiming that he faked it and that, you know, he did this because he has this like weed line coming out where he's like selling grinders and accessories for that. And they were saying that this accident was like promotion for that, or for his video that he had coming out on his channel featuring Daniel, who was in the accident with him. And I'm just like, listen, I know that Jeffrey does not have a really great past, and that you people are not fans of him. I've made videos about him. I don't support his past or things that he's said about other people and all that stuff. I don't buy his products, but I did buy the Shane X Jeffrey palette, but that was like way before anything crazy had come out about them. And you guys, that palette came broken, and there's drama behind that whole situation, but that was a mess. But aside from that, that's the only product that I own from Jeffrey and or from Morphe. But I think that, you know, no matter who you are, if you get into an accident, that's really scary, and I don't wish that upon anyone, especially like flipping in the car. Oh my god, that like makes me like cringe all over. Like, that's just absolutely horrifying. And Jeffrey shared photos of the car, what it looked like afterwards, and he put out like a bunch of Instagram stories upset because people were claiming that the accident was fake and staged, and he's just saying that it's absolutely insane that people would say that. He's wearing like a back brace for the next couple of months, and he says that his friend Daniel is still in the hospital because he has a lot of stuff that's going on internally. He's had cancer in the past, so this is like a very hard situation on him and his body. So that's what's going on with Jeffrey. That's what people have been saying. It's been wild to see the reaction from people. But Jeffrey is, you know, coming at them like, don't even try me. Like, this is for real. So that's that situation. But another thing that happened this past week was Jake Paul's fight. You guys, I know nothing about fight. Like, I thought this was like the UFC, and that is really embarrassing because I learned that this is not the UFC. I also thought that Jake was like fighting under someone, like he was just on the card fighting, but this was his fight. And I'm actually so shook that Justin Bieber, Doja Cat, like all these people, Snoop Dogg was freaking there. All these people were at a Jake Paul fight. These people were there for Jake, Justin Bieber for, I mean, like, what the heck? What the heck? That is wild. They can't even get Justin Bieber to perform on some award shows because he's so popular. But I am shook. And, you know, he won. So that's that. Obviously, we talked about him last week. There's things that have come out about him, and he's denied them. But there were so many people there, so many YouTubers, so many TikTokers. Addison Rae was there, and she is in some drama. I mean, she was there hanging out with Hailey Bieber, and I saw it on TikTok. ESPN posted a TikTok just of Addison hanging out with Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber. Like, what is this? The level of fame that these TikTokers and YouTubers have achieved is crazy, like actual celebrity status. Also, Pete Davidson was roasting Jake Paul, and it was the freaking craziest, funniest shit. Like, I knew I liked Pete Davidson, but wow, I really love that guy. And for anybody that was listening to those episodes where I was going off about Bridgerton, apparently Pete Davidson is dating Daphne from Bridgerton, like the main girl. I forgot her name. I really don't know it, but oh my gosh, I can't believe Pete Davidson pulls these babes. Like, he really pulls in these babes. I would love to just like see how they are for like 5 minutes together, because there's like not, I don't think there's like a photo of the two of them together yet, but I love that. I love that for them. I love that for her. I love that for him. But aside from that, so Jake won the freaking fight, yada, yada, yada. Addison was at this fight and apparently she was getting cozy with Jack Harlow, which, funny, he was just on SNL a couple weeks ago, and Jack Harlow had like a photo with Pete Davidson, and Addison's like hand was like on Jack Harlow, and people were like, those are Addison's nails, that's Addison's hand, they're dating. And I don't know if it's like the dating rumors that really sent Bryce into a tweet fury or what, but Bryce was hot on fire on Twitter. Like, accusing her of cheating on him, saying, like, fucking me, but you're, like, with someone else. Like, telling me you love me, but you're with someone else. Like, sneaking around with someone. He was like, I feel like an idiot. And because of all those tweets, Addison had to come out and be like, I'm single. So, I mean, I don't really think, like, she's dating Jack Harlow. But there are photos of them, like, close, you know, like maybe they're hanging out. But you know, if any person, like, you don't just like hang out with someone and then automatically like the next day your boyfriend girlfriend, unless, I don't know, maybe like sometimes, but it's kind of rare. Like, usually people want to be like waiting like 3 months before they commit to one another. Any situation I've ever been in, it's been a while before a label has been put on it. So, of course, she's single right now. She's going to say she's single, but I don't know. Who knows? Maybe she really is, like, hanging out with him and they're going to date later on. Or maybe it was just a weekend fight week type of hangout. Who knows? Who knows? I guess we'll have to see. But, yeah, like, Bryce was literally accusing her of all that and it was getting nuts because she had to obviously address it and be like, No. None of that. That's not what's freaking going on. And Tana, I talked about this in a video, but Tana was not at the fight. She was literally one of the few people that was not at the fight. And Tana is always at these Jake fights. Like, she's always hyping him up, like partying with him, like literally on his arm, like before and after the fights, no matter who he's dating. Like, honestly, that's just how it's been ever since they got like fake married and used each other for clout. They've been pretty much inseparable and she's just always been by his side. But she tweeted out that he blocked her. And I still am just like wondering what the fuck went down between the two of them that he had to block her. Because it's just insane. Like, they were just hanging out in Miami like a couple months ago. I think it was like in February, but like during the Super Bowl. Because the Super Bowl was in Miami, I think. I don't remember. Was that last year? I really don't know. But they were hanging out together. And that's when Jake was like, I'm moving out of LA. And I don't know, suddenly he's got her blocked. Maybe it's to focus on fighting because he's like really trying to take this stuff seriously. I really don't know. But Tana still loves him. She tweeted out that she loved him pretty much. Like, who else would she be talking about? She was talking about the fight and then she said, like, I love you, and that she would congratulate him. I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't want a girlfriend. And he's definitely had opportunities to be with her because she's even said, like, she's in love with him. He wasn't in love with her. Like, there was just a friend thing. It was a clout thing. And she got too attached. She got too close. That's why every time they hung out afterwards, after she posted videos of her saying she was, like, sad and all that, that they were still friends, because that's like being friends with an ex, you know? I don't even know if they really dated. That's like, I really don't know. I couldn't tell what was real and what was not real. She calls him her, like her ex, but I really just, I don't really know. I don't know if she's saying that because they got like fake married and like fake divorced and all that or whatnot, but the whole situation is certainly very weird and interesting. It's very Tana and Jake. That is what I'll say. You never can know what's really going on over there, but that's pretty much what went down in the past couple of days. I still can't believe how many famous people were at that fight, like for Jake. And he said he made $65 million. $65 million. And the other guy made $500K. Like $500,000 is a fuck ton of money. Like so much money. But when you compare it to $65 million, I don't know if he pocketed that money or if that was just like how much everything, you know, put together made and like he has to distribute that money like to pay people or what. I really don't know, but that's probably the case. There's no way he can profit 65. That's just so unheard of. Oh, and he was like just pouring out the money in his front lawn. Wow. That's shit people would dream about just to even like see a mill. I can't believe it. And then people were joking like, who wants to fight me? Who wants to get in the ring? Because that's a lot of money. Like, knock me out right now. Like, let's go. Catch me outside. That's what people were freaking saying. And I just think that's so freaking funny that everyone is just like, all right, let's fight. I mean, look at the TikTokers versus YouTuber fight that's going on. Apparently, like, Bryce is making like $5 million from that fight. That is insane. Insane. This is insane amounts of money for fighting for like maybe 5 minutes or less. I mean, Jake's fight was like a minute, but oh my goodness, you guys. The influencer world is insane at the moment, I feel. But I definitely want to know, like, if you guys were, like, watching all this stuff unfold this week, like, what you guys thought about it. Can't even process, like, how influencers are becoming, like, actual celebrities in people's eyes. But, yeah, that is all that I've got to chat with you guys about this week. I hope you guys feel a little bit more informed about everything that's gone down. But I love you guys so, so much. I definitely want to do a Q&A soon. So DM me your questions on Twitter at NoBleepsPod and email me your questions at NoBleepsPodcast@gmail.com. I love you guys so, 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 so much. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.